welcome to Walking Movies. I'm Nick, and you can see it's a surprisingly sunny day. And I'm recording this in advance because when I go and see this film tonight, it'll be late on, it'll be dark. So I thought I'll record this in the daytime. At least there's some sunshine in the video. So, yeah, tonight, I'm going to be seeing Monkey Man, which I've been looking forward to for a while, starring and directed and written by Dev Patel, and also starring Shelton Copley, who you don't see much these days, but he's an actor that I do enjoy. So, not much I'm going to say about Monkey Man. I think if you've seen the trailer, you get an idea of what it's like. It's to do with some underground fighting. There's some John Wick style action sequences as well. It's about the kind of like the underground found in India, and it looks really exciting, and it's quite interesting, I think, this film, because this was originally announced in 2018. It was picked up by Netflix. It was filmed early in the pandemic, and Jordan Peele saw a cut of the film and went, "Oh no, I don't want this to go to Netflix. I want to have this under my Monkey Paws Productions." So he went into like negotiations with Netflix and managed to buy the rights back to the film. So it's now being released by him and Universal. Almost, I guess, three or four years after it was supposed to come out on Netflix. So, yeah, it's interesting. That doesn't happen to many films where somebody sees it and says, no, this actually deserves more than just a streaming release. So, and Jordan Peele's got a good pedigree, right? So, it should be good. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm hopeful that it is kind of bring films back on a more positive spin after the last few that I've seen. So that's what I'm hoping for from this film. But what do I think about it? Well, I will tell you my thoughts after I've seen it. Just after this. So I've just come back from seeing Monkey Man. I just wanted to give you a quick review. So if you're going into this film expecting it to be like the next John Wick, then you'll probably be disappointed. And that's not to say I found this film disappointing, far from it. But I think the trailer gave it more of that kind of feel of what the film's going to be like than what it actually is. Dev Patel plays Bobby. And Bobby is basically on a one-man revenge mission to avenge what happened to him as a child. And that involves some underground boxing, that involves trying to con his way into working places he shouldn't be working because of his status in society. And that's about as much as I'm willing to say about the film, because I think that's all you kind of really need to know going into it. It's a tour de force. Dev Patel is excellent in this film. He also wrote and directed the film, as I mentioned earlier, and I was really impressed with his performance. But more than that, I was impressed with the film itself. The action sequences that are in the film are superbly filmed. Like, the way they're shot is brilliant. Really, really enjoyable. I'm not that surprised in some ways, because, again, if you saw the trailer, you'd kind of get an idea of what the action sequences would be like, but they are breathtaking, I think, and it's definitely got my favourite toilet fight scene since Mission Impossible Fallout, so there's that as well. There's great use of music. The location it's set in India, I don't think they reference where in India it's actually set. If they did, I apologise, but the way they capture like the kind of higher society as well as the poorest in society is, I think, really well done. the story it tells, I think, is really interesting in today's climate when we've got conflict in the Middle East. And there's quite, I thought, quite a lot of parallels between what's going on there and what's going on in this film. So I found the timing of the film coming out to be interesting as well. But I really, really enjoyed this film. It was different to what I was expecting, but in really good ways. A lot of the cast are people that I'm not familiar with, and they were all great. But, I mean, Dev Patel is... He deserves, you know, some recognition for this film. It's really excellent. And I'm glad that Jordan Peele fought for this film to actually get it a cinema release. I'm not sure how successful it's going to be, because it's still, I don't think, a very mainstream film. It's nearly all in English. There's a few times that it's in various Indian languages. There's definitely some Arabic in there. I recognise some of the words. Might be some Hindu as well, I'm not sure. But those are subtitled as well, so, you know, you don't miss out on anything. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I can't wait to see it again. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. It's going to be hard to top this as an action film this year. I really had fun with it. And, you know, as directorial debuts go, you know, it's similar to Jordan Peele with Get Out, right? You know, that was his first film that he directed, and it kind of blew people away. And this is what I feel Monkey Man is going to do with Dev Patel. I can't wait to see what he gets up to next. I'll definitely be there to see it. Should you go and see this at the cinema? Absolutely, yes. Go and see it at the cinema. It's really, really good. And you should support films like this, because films like this don't get made very often. And people should see it. So, yeah. So that's it for Monkey Madness weekend. Who'd have thunk that I'd see two monkey-related films in 2 days? But here we are. So I hope you have enjoyed this review. If this is your first time here, please like, subscribe, share this with people. I'm only a small YouTuber, but, you know, all of this helps. And until next time, Flynn lives. We'll be right back.